I'm going to just go down the list how it is, and that's who gets to speak. I'm going strong, and just going to take the list and go there. So, Shane Kelly,
okay.
You're first.
Put me in the hot seat first, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, I was hoping to steal some of the things they said, but now I can't do that, so... Hello everyone, my name is Shane Killian. I'm the Libertarian candidate for County Commissioner, the only non-Republican running this year. So if you're not familiar about Libertarians, we are a party that is based on rights and especially property rights. We believe that any solution that infringes on our rights is no solution at all, and that all of our rights come from property rights, so if we don't defend those, what's the point? And so there are a lot of things that libertarians do believe, that I believe as well, because I'm a libertarian, about the issue of getting housing going. And one of the big things, and this was my big boogeyman 2 years ago when I ran, and it's going to be my big one as well, is zoning. I don't think we have any good benefits coming from zoning, and it is really such a big problem. I made this graph from some information I got from the Harvard Institute of Economic Research. The bottom part here, the gray, is the average cost in the United States of a quarter acre lot without zoning. With zoning, it can actually increase housing costs up to 70%. Now, I don't know exactly what it is in Lincoln County. I wasn't able to find any statistics on that, but it really, really does make a big difference. I want to completely eliminate all 268 pages of Lincoln County zoning ordinance. That may sound extreme, but I've been through the whole thing, and I don't see any of it that we need. I don't see any of it that's worthwhile. If we do that, we will make the housing cheaper. We will get more houses built, and people will be able to get more house for their money and reduce the foreclosure rates. With zoning, you have all these restrictions. You drive up the price of housing. You increase commute time, and that just increases pollution. And that's going to be more of a concern as we get more people coming into the county and driving their cars around. You know, Charlotte's got all these ozone problems. Well, that might be what we're looking at. Without zoning, we can reduce that. And especially small businesses. And I really think that if we're going to turn our local economy around, we need to depend on small businesses to do that, so we need to get rid of zoning and all the other things that get in their way. I also believe that zoning discriminates against low-income families by making it harder for them to get into a house the first time. And I brought a few articles that I have up here, and I think I actually may have enough for everyone now that I see you all here, but these are all written by various people in the Libertarian Party. And two of them are about zoning. There's the reincarnated seagull rule and other zoning law outrages. And then zoning alternatives give power to people, not bureaucrats. So you can read a lot of information on that. Housing costs are, of course, a big concern. And a poll by the National Association of Realtors said that two-thirds are worried about rising housing costs. And housing costs, according to CNN.com, can rise as much as 25% a year. It sounds like we're facing a lot of the same things here. Again, getting local statistics is kind of tough. But now, a lot of things have been said to me about impact fees. As a libertarian, I believe that we should preserve not only our property rights, but we should act to intervene when the property rights of others are being infringed upon. And as far as impact fees are concerned, I can see the need for basic fees if you, like, hook up to water and sewer. They say, okay, well, now you pay this hookup fee. Makes sense to me. You hook up cable TV, you got to pay the cable TV people to come out there and hook it up. Other than that, I don't see any real need for them. It absolutely should not be used as a moneymaker for the county to spend on schools or whatever. It should only be reasonable fee based on services that you directly get from the construction of the house.
Okay, thank